Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Sepedi and English, with subtitle in English, Chinese, Korean, Olakis or Vietnamese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Persian, Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Croatian, Thai, Japanese, Bulgarian and Indonesian. Africa ke continente ya bobedi ye kgolo mo lefaseng. Gomme ke yeo e shogofaditsweng ke letsogo la Modimo. Ga e ga matlhako ka ge e bitswa ka lebaka la gore botho bo thomile gona fa ke kgokagano ya tša dikgwa. Ditaba tša yona tše botse di swere bokgwa bjo bo nago le di-gold, platinum le diamond. Gape noka ye kgolo yeo e bitšago Nile e ela go feta dimaele tše dikete tše nne go fitlhela botlhabela go tšwa bodikela bja Africa go ya Egepeta. E feta diphedi tše nngwe tše dintšhi tša Modimo ka fase ga leratadima la Africa. Dinatla tše ntšhi bagale le bakgoni ba tšwa mo Africa. Bona ke Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., Moraloki Bill Gosby le Mmasebotsana Imane bao ba bontšhitšego lerato le bokgoni bja maAfrika. Modimo o tšwela pele go šogofatša Afrika ka master yo a phelago, yo e le gore mošomo wa gagwe ke go abelana lerato go tšwa go Modimo wa magodimong le batho ka moka fa lefaseng. Ka 1995 Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a etela Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, kua bodikela bja Africa. Kgošigadi ya Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Betty, o ile a mema Supreme Master Chinhai mošate go ba moeng wa maemo. Ka morago ga ge a ile a bona maemo a dipetlele tša fao, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a reka dinyaka tšeo di hlokegago le dihlare. Ka morago ga fao, o ile a felegetšwa ke ngwana wa kgoši ya Ivory Coast legae la ditšhuana toropong kgolo ya Abidjan. Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a amogela ka borutho leetong la gagwe kua mošate wa Benin. O amogetše ke kgoši Agbula Agbo le kgošigadi. Leetong leo la Benin, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a etela dipetlele, metsemagae yeo e le gore ba dila le mafelong ya mmalwa ya ditšhuana yeo e le gore e hlokometse ke dinanse. Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a šogofatša bana ka lerato la gagwe le dimpho. O ile a fa ditšhuana tša Saint Infant Jesus tšhelete gore ba kgone go humana ditlabela tše dingwe tšeo di hlokegago. Mo mengwage yeo e latelago, Supreme Master Chinhai le bakgathatema ba ile ba kgathatema kudu mo International Red Cross le mekgatlho ye mengwe ya tlhokomelo ya tša botho. Ba ile ba thuša kudu batlhokofatšwa ba dinto kua Rwanda le ba tlala kua Sudan le mekgatlho ya tša semoya kua Uganda. Bakgathatema ba tšwela pele ka mošomo wa go thuša batho bao ba tlhokago sa bona le batho bao ba senago magae le ditšhuana mengwageng ye ka moka. Ka Hlakole le Mmanthule 1999, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a ralala le lefase la Africa gape le Middle East le Africa gomme a ruta. O ile a memiwa go tla go ruta mo ditoropong tše kgolo tša Africa Borwa, tšona ke Johannesburg, Durban le Kapa. Batho bao ba be ba tsoma nnete mo ditoropong kgolo tše ba be ba kgalegile go kwa lentšu la Modimo go ba kgotsofatša tlhologelo ya ka gare. Gotlhe mo a ilego a ya gona, batho ba maAfrika ba ile ba amogela Supreme Master Chinhai ka borutho gomme a ba moeng wa go tlhomphega kudu mo nageng yeke. O be a tlišitše molaetša wa khutšo le lerato go batho. Ka morago ga thuto ya Kapa yeo e bego e le ya mafelelo, o ile go a swara retreat ya lefase ka bophara. Bakgathatema go tšwa metlhobong ka moka ba ile ba kopana ka moka, morero e le go rapelela lefase gore le be le khutšo. Jale ge re go mema gore o theetše thuto yeo e bitšwago go sepela ka lerato le lethabo yo re fa o ke Supreme Master Ching Hai ka Hlakole 1999 kua Kapa Afrika Borwa.
I was supposed to meet the resident somewhere, but I got lost, so I came here. I guess you deserve it. I came here already, but I was supposed to meet the resident first, you know, for something. And then I came to you later. But then somehow I couldn't find them. They didn't organize. They designed a driver, but they didn't tell her where to drive. And then they didn't tell her where to go, and we couldn't contact them. And I keep coming here 3-4 times, so I thought, never mind, let it be. Come see you first, and let the resident wait there. So, despite all this problem, and also my sometimes physical discomfort, and some other individual problem, and you know, here and there, I still manage to smile, because I know you deserve it. You don't need to know my problem. You don't need to understand my suffering, or my physical discomfort, or anything. You don't need that. Yeah, you came here to see me, to get the best out of me, so that's what you get. Alright? So remember this. You and I, we both have problem. Okay? Your problem is your own creation. My problem is your own creation. Yeah. All right then, huh? More food? Okay. So, anything you want to tell me about your work? Like, during work time, is any good things happen to you? Yeah? What is it?
Are you cold?
Oh, I have something coming. Yeah. I'm not cold, it's just I have a cold. Yeah. Yeah, I have a cold because, you know, smoking airplane again. And then sometimes you drink, drink some of these open orange juice that they offer before the flight. These sometimes they left standing there a long time and all the germs and whatever come in there. And I should never drink it. I forgot. Sometimes I'm thirsty and I forgot. Oh, wow. But you okay, huh? Tan, everything warm, huh?
Yeah.
I feel just cool, not cold. Yeah. I don't feel cold at all. Just my nose has been like that for a few days. Almost after the start of the tour. Yeah. And of course it makes me feel lousy also. Yeah. I wish I could stay in bed today. For example. Yeah. Lay there all day and sleep. Wow. That's my heaven. People ask me, what's heaven like? I say, laying in bed all day, doing nothing. Especially on tour or during retreat. That's my heaven. I don't know about yours. So maybe we have to go to different kind of heaven after all. You know, like, what was the day like that? Yeah.
We passed out the flyer in Johannesburg, and we encountered one local person.
One local person?
Yes, and he felt very comfortable to near us, our group.
Yes.
And he said, thank you, in these 2 days, I feel this area improved a lot.
Yes.
And he also practiced some meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he felt much, much stability.
Yes.
And he thanked to our group, and we talk a little bit about our teaching, our method.
That makes you feel good, huh?
Yes.
As a confirmation to your spiritual blessing. Yeah.
Sometimes
you practice a lot, you don't even know you improve, right? Until somebody else in another group who are very objective, who has nothing to gain from you, come to tell you that you're good, that they feel good about you. Yes. When you meditate a lot, people who has a sensitivity, due to some other, even other spiritual practice, they can feel that. They feel coolness inside when they're near you. They feel peace, yeah? They feel calm. They feel fearlessness, yeah, security. as this is a feeling, you can feel physically, yeah? And the of course, because of the spiritual upliftment, that make them feel like that, yeah? Okay. It's good. It's good. I told you, if you practice more, you become a saint. I told you, it's the truth. The day of initiation, you became free. The more you practice, the bigger saint you become. Maybe that big, like me, my size. What else? Yeah. It's okay, just to talk if you want to. You don't have to. Steve, yes.
Yeah, Turkey is the first place I've ever been where a man has kissed me.
Somebody kissed you?
Yes, on the night of the lecture when you were upstairs by the newspapermen.
Yeah.
I did some talking up front, and then one of the persons in the audience, later on when he had to leave early before you came down, he got up and he shook my hand, then he goes and kisses me on both cheeks, but he hadn't shaved for several days. Yes, you know. But it was interesting. He really had a lot of love.
Interesting? Did somebody kiss you?
for a man to kiss me.
Because you don't often get that, huh?
No, first time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Maybe, I hope it's the last time.
You want some more? I can tell somebody to do it. The African people, they are warm like that. Turkey is also part of, African. Yeah. Most deeper color people. They are more warm. They are more expressive. Yeah. The more sun your country has, the more expressive you are, the more warm your personality. I feel that way. Like you travel, like in Europe, huh? You travel to like Spain, Italy, those are more sunny countries. They're like that. They're always, oh la la, yeah. happy. And the African people, they kiss a lot. Mostly the European, if they kiss, only 2 times, yeah? The African, 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Somewhere. And you see the kid, African black little chocolate. She run to me on the stage and just hug like that. Yeah. So natural. Nobody teach her. And even if you want to teach her, you can't do that. Yes. Because they're born like that. They're more happy, Less materialistic. Maybe that's why those countries who people are more happy and more content, they have less wealth, maybe, but they are rich in love and affection. Sometimes it's better to have richness inside than to have richness outside. Yeah? Anything else?
This is also a funny story that happened in Turkey. For 2 days, we were passing out flyers at a place called the Egyptian Marketplace.
Yeah.
And the vendors, the owner of the little markets, fell in love with all of us.
Oh, that's a little big love.
And they give us chai every day, which is the famous Turkish tea. They bring us seats to sit down. But there was one shop that we went into, and the man was giving us figs and dates. And his son came up to me, and very serious. He said, my mother died a couple of years ago, and I didn't know what I was getting into, so I said, oh, gee, my husband died also 2 years ago. So then the boy said, oh, my father thinks you're very beautiful.
Yeah, you got a son right there.
A son-in-law.
Yeah.
So then he said, oh, my father wants to marry you.
Wow, that's cool.
And he's very rich.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I'm very rich too. He said, I'm not kidding you. My father, very rich. Yeah. You could have a mansion, a chauffeur.
Yes.
Now I'm getting nervous. Now I'm
Where does he live? You tell all the women. Give the address. All right, now what?
Oh, finally, I said, oh, I'm married to God. He said, oh, no. And then the son chased me out of the store afterward, and he said, do you have any children? For him. But anyway, just to say that they don't understand why they want to be around us, but maybe because we meditate in our light, they feel comfortable with us and fall in love with us.
I know that, yes. Sometimes can be misleading. Yeah. Well, if you... if you consider that's a good fortune, maybe you give the address somebody else here. Yeah. Anyone who wants the address of the rich man? With a mansion and a chauffeur? All right. What else? That's cool.
Master, at Durban lecture, there's a gentleman. I talked to him and he say he's been looking all over the world to search for the true master, even in Japan, Egypt, India, China, something like that. And right. He say he even wrote a book about it because yeah. All of the spiritual practice, everything is there's one point good and another thing that not content him. And then say he wrote a book about it and he hope that someday he can, you know, distribute the book for everybody to search for different type of
master.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But tonight I come and see your master, and you know during the lecture I find everything is so truth about the practice for the path to see God, and I believe this is, you know, the most true path, and the practice, the Kuan Yin method is the best of all. So I say, so do you think to about initiation? And I say, look at this. And he showed me the number of the initiation on his shirt, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy. And that night, a lot of people, they have a very good feedback about that they're so glad that there's a lecture in Durban, and they hope that one day you will be back to South Africa. And I met another Indian lady, and she said that four years ago, her son-in-law gave her the pamphlet, and she read it. Since she read the book, and she dreamed about you, and every time she have a hindrance, she just look at the book, and all the answer, you know, didn't come up, and she will solve her problems. So tonight, she come to the lecture. She say, "It is the same master." I say, "Yes, of course." So, what do you think? And she say, "Oh, I have to wait for my brother, son-in-law, and my daughter, and my grandchildren, and they all initiate the same night, master." Mm. It's very nice, and I saw a lot of Indian people. They are very high, like rich people. They come in, they dress up, and they say they really, they heard about you. Yeah. But then this is the first time that they see a very beautiful master, you know, exist in the world. They usually see the old guru and, you know, long bear, and then she really impressed that your master is just so beautiful.
Yes.
In Egypt, one very funny thing happened. Our team started leaving, and we had all the blessed food, and we still had to distribute it. So in front of the hotel, all our brothers and sisters, we took all the fruit and oranges and stuff like that there. And one policeman came there, and he kept screaming to some children to come there. He said, "No, no, stand back." And
don't take him.
Yeah, he didn't want any anybody else to come and take it. It was a strange concept for people to give stuff away.
Okay.
And I think one of our sisters said he's trying to stop it, and the policeman was very angry.
Oh.
Where he said, no, stop it. And then later, after a while, he was angry, and then we were giving food to the kids. Then he took the food himself, and he was giving it himself. and then later, he was holding some of the Chinese brothers and kissing them and saying, "I love you people." So first he was very angry, and then he came very happy.
Yeah.
And
funny, huh?
Yeah.
It happens like that once when I was there. And also because of political change, they didn't allow us to talk. Yeah. And so I went there, stood there quiet, couldn't say anything. Just look at people look at me, and everyone is happy. And then, of course, we have some food for distribution, so I give it to the people. Yeah, some countries are like that. and run around the world and share the teaching and all that. Even if I want to, it's not always possible. I have tried many times, according to your request. Okay, so anyhow, we were distributing food and the policemen don't want it. I said, okay, never mind, then we don't do it, whatever. You know, I'm very easy. If you want something good for your country, I give. If you don't want, I take it back. And then later they jump up on the stage and take all the food and distribute it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a really good atmosphere because after we gave the food,
yeah,
I felt very happy there.
Yeah, I know. People are nice everywhere. People are people. Yeah, people are people. It's just sometimes political situations different, and the politicians, they always have fear. They always have fear. Not all politicians, many politicians, they always have fear that somebody else will do something harmful to them. But also they have reason to believe that, because their country is not stable yet. But the more they restrict their religious freedom, the less stable the country would stay like that. But they don't know that. Never mind, it's okay. We have done something for their country, it will sprout. In time. Help me just to take care of you. That's enough already. It's a lot of work to do. You have enough food, by the way, everybody? Yes, good, good, good. Yeah. That's why you like retreats so much. Whatever you cannot get at home, you get it here, you know. At least, huh? Okay, guys, I do something else. See you in the hall, maybe?
Re a leboga ge le phile nako ya lena mo magareng ga Master le barutwana. Re kgopela gore le lebelle gape go sasa mo kgaolong ya boraro ya go sepela ka lerato le lethabo. Ke kgopela gore le se shute le lebelle lefase la diphoofolo badudi. Seo se latelago ke ditaba tsa Noteworthy mo go Supreme Master Television. A Modimo a le shogofatse maphelo a lena. Thank you for your noble company on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Walking in Love and Laughter. Please stay tuned for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next, afternoon with news on Supreme Master Television. May heaven's blessing brighten up your life.